Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores bunts towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards right. Cullenbein catches it and throws to second to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Flores covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 0 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Siri strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Flores scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Hall moves to second. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-1 in the game. Flores hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Bush moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Garrison reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. There goes White trying to get to home. Cullen Bine throws the ball into Rosar, who tags White, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gromick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Flores covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.